And then you and Phil, when were you married?
In 67.
67. All right.
I graduated early, actually. I graduated in 3.5 years.
Okay.
I had gone summer, winter, because at Drury University, they have a summer program, summer theater, and children's theater. We taught creative dramatics to children, and we always did one big production. One summer we did Wizard of Oz. One summer we did Alice in Wonderland. I can't remember what the third one was, but anyway, we did a production each summer. And so because I had gone to summer school and usually took an additional academic course while I was doing that, I had enough credits to graduate at midterm, my senior year.
Why did you choose Drury?
Great question. My sister had gone there for a short time, and so I was familiar with it. I loved the idea of, I'm kind of a small campus girl, and I loved the fact that it was a small campus, and I had been told that it was 40 acres of Christian atmosphere.
Oh. How many years then did you teach at Edison?
Three years. So from 67 to 70, and then I retired to have our daughter.
Let's talk about that, because when she was born, obviously, you were very excited. But was it in the next 12, 24 hours that you felt, you kind of wondered?
I cannot tell you how badly I had wanted a baby girl. And everybody had said, you shouldn't want a boy or a girl, you should want a normal, healthy baby. And I wanted a normal, healthy baby girl. And so you just cannot even imagine my joy and delight when the doctor said, well, it's a girl. And I just was almost hysterical with joy. And then they brought her around for me to see, and she was beautiful. Went back to my room, had a few moments with my husband. I asked him if he thought there could be anything wrong. And he said, no. And part of the reason was she was her hair was very white. In fact, the nurses had nicknamed her Little Snow White. And there was something about her eyes. Couldn't put my finger on it, but so I, had slept that night feeling everything's okay. The next morning, pediatrician came in and he said, well, I guess you have a very special baby. And I said, well, I knew that. I didn't expect everybody to agree, but yes, she's wonderful. And he said, no, I don't think you understand. You see, she's very special because she's very rare. Only 1 in 50,000 babies are born like her. She's been born with a very rare condition, which among other things means that her vision is going to range somewhere between less than normal and blind. You're not going to know where it's going to fall for about 5 years, but I can assure you she will be at best legally blind. And my whole heart and being froze on that one word. And interestingly, John, when I was in college, you asked what roles I had played or had I had any lead roles. One of the lead roles that I was given in college was to play Helen Keller in The Miracle Worker. And so when I heard that word, I didn't hear anything else the doctor was saying. My whole heart and mind and being raced back to actually a time when I was a little girl. And I used to sit out on the porch step reading to a little friend of mine because she was totally blind. We were best friends. And then she introduced me to her piano teacher. And I took piano from him for years, and he was totally blind. And then I went away to college and was awarded that role. And so for 3 months, I prepared for that role. I did all kinds of things blindfolded. I went around the dormitory blindfolded. I had somebody go with me, take me to the grocery store blindfolded. So I did a lot of that kind of research. And I learned so much during that time. It was a wonderful experience. And I came home and began to teach school and discovered I had a blind student in my classroom, totally blind student. And so when I heard that word, my mind just raced back to all of those experiences. And some might think, well, you had to feel prepared, but I didn't. I was crushed, and for the next 3 days, I cried when there weren't any visitors in the room, and I asked one question over and over again. It was, why, Lord, why have you done this to us? How could you do this to us? I've been a Christian since I was 12, and I just didn't understand how or why. And the third day, Phil was late getting there. He was supposed to have been there earlier. And so, like any typical wife, I wanted to know why he was late. He was evasive, which made me more curious. And finally, he began to try to put into words. And he said, as I was driving here, he said, I just began to look at this big wide world and wonder, how will we describe it to Missy? Her name was Michelle, but he immediately nicknamed her Missy. How will we describe it to her if she can't see? And he said, as I thought about that, he said, honey, I just began to look and see things in a way that I had never seen them before. As I searched for words that would describe the sky with those fluffy clouds, you know, the landscape, the grass. He said, all of a sudden I realized it's not just a big green mass, but it's trillions of tiny individual blades of grass. And he said, it's the color and the color contrast. And he said, and I watched a bird in flight, and I thought, how will we describe that to her? And he said, I saw it for the first time. And as he shared with me, I remember looking at the roses by my bedside, and I noticed that they suddenly became more brilliant in color than they had been just moments before. And I think I've shared with people, I think what happened was that together we began to see in a whole new way. And I think the most important thing we began to see that day was that this was not something God had done to us, but we began to realize this was something God had done for us, because he had blessed us with a baby who had begun to teach us before she could even talk. And strangely, she began to lead us closer to the Lord before she could even walk. And so that day we decided, we knew we had some rough times ahead, but we decided you can't get any more blessed than that.
So then, did you sense then, even the next 2-3 months, her sight was not able to follow?
She was born in August, and we really couldn't tell. We grew concerned because she wasn't developing as rapidly as other babies her age. She wasn't smiling at us when we smiled at her. She did not seem motivated to move about. So I became very, very concerned. And I was, as I mentioned, I was an educator. So as an educator, I knew the importance of early intervention. I knew that the first 6 years of life are the most important learning years we ever experience. And so I was concerned. And so we began to search for a early learning program, a developmental program for visually impaired children and infants, only to discover there was absolutely nothing in Tulsa for those children until they reached the age of 6, which is oftentimes too late. There have been children who reached the age of 6 who were blind or visually impaired, who by the time they reached the age of 6 were so developmentally delayed because of a lack of stimulation and lack of early intervention that they were misdiagnosed and placed in classes for the mentally challenged.